From Nakamixon Media and Siren Records, this is Chloe in the Rex, where we explore all the music you don't know about, but should.
Sorry, I just had to do that because partly one of my birthday presents, my birthday was on Tuesday, Blair got me the Raven album with the 3D cover because, let's be honest, I already have like every Stranglers record, but not that, so that's pretty cool. So we're listening to the Raven in the background because this is not going to be very long. I don't really have anything to talk about because I'm a fucking slacker. My internet's not working. Shocker. I say that every week. Disclaimer, I don't pay for the internet. My neighbors let me use theirs, but sometimes, for some reason, I'm not connected. I don't know. Thanks, Jenna and John, though, because it does work most of the time, but never when I'm doing a podcast. I don't know why. So yeah, I just wanted to... Oh, I had this fun story that happened at work that I wanted to tell. But I just want to say really quick. So for my birthday, my boyfriend took me to this place called Howlingwoods Farm, which is a... it says, we're an animal shelter that rescues and places domestic bred wolves, wolf hybrids, and northern breeds. So you get to like hang out with these animals that are mostly wolf, but they're wolf dogs. So, And it's so fucking cool, and it's easy. You just call ahead to make an appointment, and then it's a donation to get in. And then you get to hang out with these like gigantic dogs that are like wolves, but they're nice. They like jump up and lick your face. You get your picture with them. You can get a selfie with the one dog named Orion. If you're on Instagram, you should follow them. They're Howlingwoods Farm. Also, if you follow me, Chloe Two Sheds, you can see my selfie with Orion. So cute. They're so cute. It's amazing. You should do it. And then that night, we went to the Franklin Institute with my sister for the Science After Hours thing, which is this cool thing they do. I want to say like about once a month. It might actually be more than that, but about that. And they have themes. So basically at 7 o'clock, they reopen the museum to 21 and older people and serve alcohol, and the museum's just open for you to go through and do crap, but without any kids there to judge you for doing the fun stuff like running through the giant heart. But the really cool thing was that, well, this was the theme was boardwalk, so they had like, you know, temporary tattoos. My anchor's still hanging in there. And like they were making cotton candy. There was like this boardwalk show thing with the, you know, this guy wearing like a striped red and white striped suit and his cane and explosions and popping balloons and all kinds of cool stuff, but it was like science, you're learning things. But there was this guy, I'm not really sure what this had to do with the beach or the boardwalk, but this guy, it was a falconer and he had some birds with him. But the most exciting thing, I mean, there was a hawk, which was really cool, and a falcon, which was also very cool, but you weren't allowed to, like, interact with them. He just, like, was holding them. But he had these Eurasian eagle owls, but they're still babies, but they're fucking huge already. You were allowed to pet them. They were so soft and fluffy. Oh my fucking god. I was so excited. I'm like, how can my birthday get any better? So that was that. Highly recommended things to do. Because the last one that I went to, you weren't allowed to pet the animals, but they had a sloth and an armadillo. So, I mean, like, it gets pretty crazy up in there. You should go. If you like science. So, my thing I wanted to tell... Okay, so, I don't remember when this was. Like, a couple weeks ago. It's been a while since I talked about anything. There was this guy in the store. I did not recognize him as anyone famous. I thought he looked like a famous person, but I didn't know who he was. You know how that is sometimes, you can just like tell. But I guess Ken knew who he was, and so he went up and started talking to this guy. And I didn't think anything of it until he goes, "Oh yeah, Chloe, blah 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 blah. I heard my name," and he's like waving at me. You know, I have this like giant stack of CDs in my arms. I'm like, okay. So I start walking over, and this guy's like looking at me like he knows me or something. And I'm like, what the fuck? So he was looking for the record pressing plant that used to be in Doylestown. And Ken had told him that my grandfather owned it. So I was like, oh, yeah, like, did you know Joe Stewart? And he's like, I didn't really ever work with him. I worked more with his son. I was like, you mean Rick Stewart? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's my dad. And he's like, he was my boss. And oh my god, like, that's so cool. And we're talking about this place. And I said, you know, it doesn't exist anymore. Last I knew, like, that area, it was like a bakery in that spot, but I don't even know that that's still there, because I know they built these like giant like condo things there. So I'm like, I don't even know if it's still there. But me and Blair like gave him directions how to get to that spot in case he wanted to look for it, because he originally, so he wrote, he posted a picture on, so Blair of course wanted to take a picture of me with him, and then he ended up using that picture and posting it to Instagram. I'm just going to read you what he wrote, because it's more concise and better than what I'm saying. He goes, I will try to be brief here. 32 years ago, I worked at a record pressing plant in Doylestown, PA. I headed there today with hopes of finding its location, but soon realized I had no idea where it was. As I was sitting in my car trying to find my bearings, I noticed a hip store called Siren Records. I went in and started chatting with a gent named Human Donkey, which is Ken's Instagram handle. Turns out, he had my mother for a teacher in 8th grade. I told him of my quest to find the record pressing plant, and he pointed to the counter and said, oh, her grandfather owned it. He waved Chloe over, and as she approached, I began to recognize some of my former boss's facial features. Her dad was the owner's son and also the man who signed off on the test pressing of my first band's Lone 7-inch. Many of you know I am a fan of synchronicities. This might be my favorite so far. So yeah, it was just really cool. Oh, and by the way, so this guy, he's the drummer in Superchunk. And also, I guess he's a comedian too. I didn't really do much research on the guy. Like, it was funny because I'm like, it's cool that he's like famous and stuff, but I was just like more interested in the fact that like he worked there with my dad, and also probably my mom, because my mom worked there for a while, and so did my mom's sister, my Aunt Laurie. It's just funny to think that he probably like knew everyone. And my dad said he vaguely remembered a kid named John who wore a Dead Milkmen t-shirt, and that he was in a band. So my dad like sort of does remember it, which is cool. And he enjoyed the whole thing. I sent him the story, and he thought it was cool. So yeah, this, and then I had to go back and listen to my podcast where I talked about bands that I'm supposed to like, where I talked about Superchunk, because I had to make sure I didn't say anything mean about him. I didn't. I wasn't too mean about Superchunk. They're actually cool. Like, I don't have a problem with a lot of those bands, like I was saying. It's just that I didn't get into them at the right time, so it just feels like too much work to get into a band with like a huge catalog at this point in my life. So that was John Worcester. He was super nice, really cool dude. Fun story. I think that was really all I had to say. And I'm sorry for kind of a shitty episode, but yeah, I'm going to try and get something better together for next week, which I say that every week, don't I? I don't know. I really thought there was something else I was going to say, but I don't remember what it was. So instead of just sitting here going, for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to shut up. Thanks for listening. Sorry for the shorty today, but you understand. And I really just wanted to tell everyone about those things. You should go visit Hollingwood's Farm. And go to the Franklin Institute. Learn some shit. And send me birthday I'm just kidding. Don't send me anything. Oh my god. It's a joke. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And I'm sorry. Okay, bye.
Chloe and the Racks is a Nakamixon Media podcast recorded live on location at Siren Records and produced by Stay Calm Industries. All songs are property of their respective owners. The intro-outro music is courtesy of Bobby Kennedy. If you like what you hear, please like, comment, review, and share. That's the best thing you can do for us.